We were delighted when Adam contacted to say that he could come and meet us. We launched our Autism Friendly Town initiative with As I Am last October, and we, as a town, we've been working to try and become more autism friendly. We've set up a youth club for the children who are autistic in the town, and they have different activities on. We had our Autism Friendly Santa at Christmas, and when we had the Easter Bunny there at Easter, and he'd come. And it's just to have an event that the children feel comfortable at, and that everybody can be involved. And then a lot of the businesses in the town are working on becoming champions. And to be a champion, they have to have quiet hours and for their staff to be trained on autism awareness and stuff. And they're all working very hard and getting all that done.
And it is significant because, you know, it's many families have people with autism in them, and you know, be it children, but parents themselves as well. And having a space there where people can fulfill things that they need to do every day, like going into the shop, you know, it really does make a very big difference.
It's just to have somebody that can understand, and that sometimes all they need is a bit of extra time or a bit of understanding that they may need to do something, and or they may need their food on a separate plate or something like that, or they just might need extra time to do their grocery shopping or whatever the case may be. And it's just that everybody around them understands that they just need a wee bit of extra time.
Louise, what was the significance of Adam's visit today? We know that he is the CEO of As I Am. Did you get any feedback from him, or was there things that he was impressed by?
Yes, well, he was impressed that for Castlefin as a small town, and that we had such support from the local community, and that we have so much done already in relation to making the town the first autism-friendly town in Donegal. And it's also a possibility that if we get it done in time, we'll be the first autism-friendly town in Ulster. So he was impressed that we're doing it, and that the committee, and that we have such support, and that the committee is different people from the town, and a lot of it is parents from the town, and that they're all involved. And they got to chat to him and talk to them about what things they find difficult. You know, some of them have children just starting school, some of them have children in secondary school, and just what difficulties they were finding. And he was able to talk to them about all that. And, you know, he understands. It was great that he had such understanding of the different needs that autism children need.
And how far away is now from becoming getting the... I suppose the accreditation of an autism friendly town?
Well, we have two businesses nearly finished their training, so we need 15 altogether within Castlefin between businesses and local amenities and stuff like that. So we would like to think that within the next year we would have it done. It just takes time because people have to go through a bit of training, and then we have to do a picture board for every business, so that when somebody comes in, if they want it in pictures, that they'll be able to get this piece of paper, and it's all there where you can explain where everything is in the shop or the salon or the and all the different restaurants and stuff, and where they could, you know, what's available to them and what they can ask for.